This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Russian President Putin says it's the West, not Moscow, that's to blame for the war in Ukraine. He's now suspending Russia's participation in the last remaining nuclear arms control pact with the United States.
The so-called New START Treaty was signed by Russia and the US in 2010. It caps the number of long-range nuclear warheads both nations can deploy and limits the use of missiles that can carry atomic weapons. Now Putin, in his State of the Nation address for 2023, says Russia was not fully withdrawing from the treaty yet. Putin adds, Moscow must stand ready to resume nuclear weapons tests if the US does so. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
President Biden's visiting Ukraine's neighbor Poland, meeting with President Duda this morning. President Biden is there to rally Ukraine's allies. Today, the Supreme Court takes its first look at a law that shields Google, Twitter, and Facebook and other companies from lawsuits because of content posted by others on their websites.
The justices are hearing arguments today about whether the family of an American college student killed in a terrorist attack can sue Google for helping extremists spread their message and attract new recruits. The case is the Supreme Court's first look at Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, which protects companies from being sued over information their users post online. Lower courts have broadly interpreted the law to protect the industry, but critics argue the companies have not done enough and that the law should not block lawsuits. I'm Julie Walker.
The number of dead in that new earthquake that shook Turkey and Syria on Monday is now up to 8. It was a 6.4 magnitude quake. Home Depot is giving every hourly employee a pay raise starting this month, and starting pay will be at least $15 an hour. This is AP News. Authorities say a man arrested in the killing of a Catholic bishop in California had worked for him.
A suspect has been arrested in the weekend killing of a Catholic bishop that shocked Los Angeles religious and immigrant communities. Auxiliary Bishop David O'Connell was fatally shot Saturday in the bedroom of his home in Hacienda Heights, about 20 miles east of downtown L.A. Sheriff Robert Luna identified the suspect as 65-year-old Carlos Medina.
Medina is the husband of Bishop O'Connell's housekeeper.
Luna says detectives received a credible tip saying
Medina was acting strange, irrational, and made comments about the bishop owing him money.
The sheriff says Medina had done work for O'Connell, but a motive has not been determined. A SWAT team arrested Medina in Torrance Monday. Sound from the sheriff's news conference, courtesy KABC. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.